So I go out to get the morning paper this morning, like Tony Soprano. I got my big robe on. I walk down the big driveway to my paper.
All right.
And when I open the door, there's the very annoying thing that if you live in suburban America, this happens every day. Somebody has attached something to your doorknob again. It's
with a rubber band?
Every day. It's the Girl Scouts this, and it's some dude wants to mow your lawn, or some, you know, somebody wants to be your mate, or...
New Chinese restaurant around the corner?
New Chinese restaurant. I mean, just on and on. If I just... I want to someday, just to amuse myself, make a stack of everything that's tied to my doorknob over like a year just to see how much paper is wasted. So generally, it's grab it off the doorknob and throw it away all in one motion. I have a pretty good pitching motion going. I can
grab it.
You
should put a garbage can right under the doorknob.
I could just, or I could put a garbage can outside and say, please, whatever you're going to put to my doorknob, just throw it right in this trash can. It would serve the same purpose. But this time, I actually stopped and read it. And before I read it to you...
It's even got the rubber band still on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we still have the rubber band. We have the return envelope. We have the staple, and we have my address.
All right.
Okay.
Which is...
We won't be going too far here. But this is my first home, okay? Up until I bought this house a couple years ago, I had never owned a house. This is number one for me. I've always been a renter, or I've been an apartment guy, or whatever. This is the first one. So I... Stop me when I'm doing something wrong. But here is today's notice on my doorknob. It's time again. Dues are due. Below is an outline of the dues that we have collected on your behalf in 2003. By the way, it's a zero. Zero. For those of you who have not paid any dues and are reaping the benefits of living in this nice neighborhood, the Homeowners Association encourages you to begin participating this new year. So far, we're fine, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right, here comes the threats.
Oh, boy.
It's really not fair for those homeowners who want to keep up the property value in this neighborhood to carry the load for those homeowners who do not pay. Many of the homeowners who financially support the Homeowners Association have suggested that those individual households who do not pay dues be publicly identified. Since there have been so many complaints about households not paying, the Homeowners Association is looking into the matter to see if it is lawful to publicize this type of information. It truly would be a shame to have to succumb to such an embarrassing tactic.
Wow.
Each street in the neighborhood has a street captain, blah, blah, blah. The goal of the Homeowners Association...
Street captain?
A muscle.
Okay, you want me to read that? Street captain and the Homeowners Association strongly encourages you to voice any complaints or concerns to these individuals.
Luca Brazzi.
The goal of the Homeowners Association is to keep the neighborhood as beautiful and safe as possible. Without everyone's financial support, this goal will be impossible to achieve.
Do you know the captain?
No, I don't know who the captain is.
If you're a captain, would you
want to... Does he wear a C out to his mailbox each day?
Is there an alternate if he's on vacation?
So, not only do they want 2004 homeowners dues from me, but they also want what I didn't pay last year, 2003. And my whole thing, every year when I get this is, first of all, I've never spoken to a human. For all I know, this is a neighborhood scam where some guy thought, maybe if I put an envelope on someone's front door...
Yeah, it might be a kid, right?
Maybe he'll send me money.
Although, you know it's not, because you could write a check, right?
Yeah, I guess. Second of all...
But I like the bit that...
When I moved into the neighborhood, no one ever approached me about this. No, you told me that when you bought a house, it's part of the deal that...
Now, you bought a brand new house, right?
Yes.
In a new neighborhood. Yeah.
Yes.
When I bought a house, it's in the contract... Part of buying a house in that neighborhood is Homeowners Association dues. I don't know if they're...
Well, there are some mandatory neighborhoods, I guess, but mine's like an optional.
Well, wait.
I think mine is mandatory because it was in the... When they sold us the house, they said, you're going to have to pay this. Is it agreeable? And I said, sure, I'll pay it.
Is it like the responsibility of the realtor to include all that?
Well, I guess in a mandatory neighborhood, but in my neighborhood, it's...
Well, here's what I really want to know, though.
Yeah, what are you getting?
Yeah, because...
I don't know.
All right, what's the charge per year?
$200.
$200. How many houses are in your neighborhood?
I don't know, but probably at least 100.
Okay, approximately 100. That's $20,000.
Right.
If they get the money from everyone, which they obviously have not.
Now, there are
so
some...
So it's at least $19,800 that they've got.
Now, aren't there some neighborhoods that they'll even mow your lawn? Isn't that part of the news?
Maybe in more of an older retirement type community, yeah, but...
All right, well...
That's not in your bit, right?
No, no, I don't even know what they do.
What I'm asking is, what do they do? Because in my neighborhood...
Where does this $20,000 go?
From what I can tell, we have two entrances from main roadways in my neighborhood, and we have a sign and then some flowers around the sign, and I think a light that if you're driving at night, you can see the sign.
I think we have a sign and some flowers. I don't know if we have $20,000 worth of signs and flowers. Especially $20,000 annually.
Now, we have a kind of a little park in our neighborhood, too. Do you have that?
No.
Although
we do have a path. We have a small bike path.
So there's no community pool.
So for $20,000,
like,
what are they using $20,000 on in your neighborhood? And no offense to your neighborhood.
It ain't that great.
But I've been there. Yeah, it's
okay.
It's kind of a barren...
Oh.
What's around it is kind of barren. There's lots of houses, and you could...
Aside from the pawn shops and the...
You know, as you drive in...
Sounds like Dan is crapping on your neighborhood.
Well, I'll tell you, I've seen better neighborhoods. It's not bad. It's not that great. Now, they're probably saying...
I'm just thinking, if I had $18,000, I might be able to put a ribbon or something up, you know?
At number three, that...